Old Style Pilsner has proudly worn that label since it was first brewed in Lethbridge in 1926. And there's a very good reason for that. Two very good reasons, in fact, because twice we actually tried to change that label. And I'm going to tell you what happened and why it will never, ever happen again. First time was in the 50s. Times were changing and, well, somebody thought we should change with them. So they gave the label a new car, a new train, a new airplane. Now, we had no idea how hard pill drinkers would take it until one day they took out their frustrations on a delivery man bringing a keg to a bar in Battleford. Poor man got beaten like a smart car at a tractor pull. Ouch. And the second time was when we tried to take Pilsner to Ontario. Which, even as I say it, sounds so stupid. Anyway, we changed the label again. We changed the shape, the field, and we even made it all silver and shiny because, well, we figured that's how they picked their beers out there, with the shiny. Anyway, that was obviously another miserable failure, and the marketing genius who thought of it was taken into a small boiler room in the basement and beaten like a funny man at a funeral. Dead to rights. And that's why now the label is the way it is. Which is the way it was. With the plane, the train, the pilot, the co-pilot, the conductor, the trees, the teepee, the natives, whatever the f*** that is, the brewery, the monks, the table, that's bread I think, the candles, a big pot of something, the rolling hills, the mountains, the smoke, the stream, the grass, the road, the rocks, the coachman, the luggage, even though there's no passenger, if you can figure that one out, and the horses, the tunnel, the bridge, the car, the driver, the birds, the rabbit, the other rabbit, and the other rabbit, the old style, and of course the big red son of a Pilsner flag. See, they're all there. They're all there for good. Because if there's one thing we've learned, it's that changing this label will get you beaten like a hippie at a gun show. So the lesson is, friends, don't f*** with a good thing. And always respect the old style.